The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Now, look, I've got some great peeps in the studio with me this morning. First of all, let's say hello and welcome to Leo. Morning, Leo.
Hello, good morning.
Now, you're incredible, you are. I've watched you when you came in. You came in, it's obviously you're visually impaired.
Yeah,
You came with your white stick, you got your computer under your arm, and I asked you if you were going to do a podcast, and you said, yeah, I can do that. And you've sat there for the morning, or half an hour, typing it all out, which is it just blows my mind how you do that. How does that all work?
Well, it's basically, the simple way to describe it is the fact that I put on headphones that connect to my computer, then I basically have a little voice in my ear telling me what's on my screen, which I think is really cool, and it's really helpful.
And I'd say it's not a bother at all. You come up with a podcast, and we're going to do the podcast live on air next in the next hour, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's all about you, and we're going to talk technical stuff, and which is close to my heart because my mum's 92 today. Happy birthday, mummy! And she's visually impaired now as well. And one of the things that I've tried to get her recently is some kind of phone situation that she can just do the voice activated and so on. And it's so difficult to get stuff in place. Do you find that certain things are difficult for you and not set up properly?
Well, sometimes I do find that sometimes things are not set up and you have to like jump through hoops to get them all like set up and stuff, but once you've gone through the process of getting everything set up exactly how you need, because every single VO person will need it set up slightly differently, so hopefully once I've got through and set everything up exactly how I need it, I find once I've got used to what I'm doing, it's actually quite easy to use, I think, because I've been doing it for so long. But if for someone who maybe had just got into that sort of thing, like as you just mentioned, if you just got into that sort of thing, maybe it might be a bit more. It might be a bit harder to get used to, but as I've been doing it for so many years, it kind of comes naturally at this point.
So, I mean, just say, for instance, my mum, sight, not a problem until 5-6 years ago, and then it all changed. So it's a bit of a shock to her system. And the unfortunate thing is, I don't think we've got enough people that actually fully understand what it's like for people like yourself. And maybe at some point, there you are, aged 17, did you say you were 17?
Yes, I did.
Maybe you become, you know, the job for you maybe is to advise big companies to put the correct stuff in place so that people can get the most out of the technology.
Yes, obviously I understand losing your sight later in life is probably a lot harder because you've lived your life with that sight that you're now losing, and I can understand how that would be difficult for someone. Obviously, I've had limited sight since I was born, and that's gone down slightly recently. And even now, when it's going down, I notice things that are more difficult than they used to be. For example, gaming's more difficult than it used to be because although I didn't have full sight from the start, even when I'm still losing it, it still can be challenging.
This amazes me. You game?
I used to. I don't anymore because I used to have. I've been visually impaired since I was born, but until about 5 years ago, I could,
right.
Recently my sight has, I mean, I think I'm pretty sure it's been deteriorating the whole time, but recently my sight has deteriorated to the point where it is tricky to do stuff like that.
But you're still doing what you do, which is amazing, and it's such a you're such an inspiration to people that have sight loss and so on. And I just think that's you've got to take that forward when you leave education. That's what you've got to do. I'm sure that's the role that you've got to take, because you could advise so many people. Because I don't think these big companies listen. I think it's all about money. Sadly, I think it's all about greed and money. But they're not actually supplying stuff that and creating stuff that would make lives better and a lot easier for people like yourself.
Sadly, we are a minority in the UK, so it can be more difficult to get things we need, because obviously all the, as you said, those big companies, they just want to get the money, and they'll be getting the money more from, as I said, the people who have sight loss or are visually impaired are a minority in the UK. Mm. so they'll be targeting themselves towards the people who have sight, because they know they'll make more money from that, because there's more of a demand for things that are tailored towards sighted people.
Yeah. So it's great talking to you, it really is. You are an inspiration. We're going to find out more about you and other things in the next hour. Just tell me what's your favourite tunes? What's your favourite music?
My favourite music is mainly musical theatre stuff, really. I love a good musical theatre tune and like songs from like plays and stuff. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Sort of genre of music.
We're going to chat more in the next hour.